to a new episode of Single Player. This is my companion podcast to Pixels and Polygons, and this is typically for Patreon supporters, but this is going to be the free episode I'm going to be releasing for the month of August. So this will be in the main Pixels and Polygons feed. So if you're hearing this, welcome to the show. These bonus episodes are kind of made just to get more content. If you like the stuff that I do and like the stuff that I make, whether that's you found me through like the 32-bit library series of books, or you found me through the Pixels and Polygons like podcast itself, I've kind of collected all of that stuff under one umbrella on patreon.com/DarrenHubke. So you can follow that page for free. There's a lot of content there that is just kind of some behind the scenes stuff, some like talking about like the new projects that I'm working on. There'll be in the future ways for you to kind of interact and like vote and help kind of share some of your own thoughts and opinions that might contribute and be a part of my future books and projects. But for supporters and for the paid tier that's available, you also get this show as a bonus. So I hope you enjoy it, and you get some extra podcast content for the week. So thank you everyone who's supporting so far, and thanks for checking it out. This week I did want to read a short story that I made. This short story is something that I've put together. It's going to be in another new book that I'm putting together, called, it's right now, like my tentative title is called Game Over Life. It's going to be just stories from individuals all over, like kind of like the games industry. I've been reaching out to folks that I've kind of met along the way and through all the things that I've done, like, you know, journalists and podcast hosts and game creators and developers themselves. And it's just looking for like just various short stories, like kind of showcasing like when the passion of playing a video game outweighed the importance of daily life. So I'm sure if you like are a hardcore gamer, have kind of grown up around games, there's probably even times where you know, playing something like has, you know, caused you to be late to work or miss an important event, you know. So those are pretty like, you know, like common stories. So I'm hoping to kind of like share and create like a little a book of just a bunch of these short stories all collected together in like a compilation. So this is like a back burner project. I've been connecting with folks in the back end of working on my other projects and kind of like collecting these and kind of building them out for like in between like projects. And, you know, as they kind of come in, I've been building a file for it. So I don't have an exact idea of when this will be officially released and officially coming, but it is something that is I mean the story that I wrote, I figured I'd share just kind of as a bonus, is, you know, almost like a teaser and a sneak peek of it. And if you like it, then kind of keep following along and check out the Patreon page, because I'll have more information as that gets closer to cooking. So that's it. That being said, that's what this episode will be. I'll read my little story, and hopefully y'all enjoy it, and we'll see y'all next week or on the main Pixels and Podcast feed on Friday. All right, the title of the story I have for right now, again, this is like a working file, so this can definitely change. But right now, Lost in a Desert, or How My Wife Abandoned Me. This is by me, Darren Hupke. A hot breeze swept across the desert floor of Tarangi Canyon. The mountains that divide East Cerro Tabaruta and the desert appear to kill nearly all signs of civilization. In the distance, a single monument, the Crag of Mia, can be seen. Naizomi stands up from her rest, ready to engage. This is her adventure, and in her quest for experience, she's walked a long way from home. In front of her is a decent challenge, a wild-eyed canyon rara that hops towards her. She's more than confident to take on the creature, but has her head on a swivel. She knows that any moment a goblin thug can wander into her view, and she knows they are aggressive if they spot her. As Naizomi readies her weapon, she suddenly hesitates. She doesn't quite know why, but she feels like something or someone is trying to call out to her. The moment is fleeting, as the thrill of the adventure is far too great. She's pulled back in, and the combat takes over. She can hear the orchestra swell in her head as she's focused only on one thing: the death of this creature. As a red mage, her enfeebling skills support her in battle. Dia weakens the rarib. She escapes the action victoriously, with hardly a single scratch on her. That experience seemed to reinvigorate her, and she felt more powerful than ever before. A song sings out in her head, and she contemplates if it's strong enough for her to fight that giant Dalmal in the distance. She felt a high from that battle that refocused her adventure in the desert, completely forgetting the faint call she heard. This is where I joined the story. I also had a distance between where I was and home. In between was a summertime Sonoran desert. The temperatures were well past 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I hung up the phone for probably the 10th time. The busy signal for nearly 2 hours straight has me beyond frustrated. I tried to call home for the last time and would have to take the extreme measures if I was ever going to get home. Backing up a few hours, I was at work. The job was terrible. Part-time McDonald's position inside a Walmart in Arizona. The 12th circle of hell. I had a rare offering, the chance to leave as the day wasn't busy. And management was trying to save payroll. I volunteered to gain an extra afternoon to do whatever my 17-year-old self did then, which was play Final Fantasy XI online. Only a few weeks before, my girlfriend bought me the Final Fantasy XI PS2 set that had the game and the internal hard drive for the PS2. This was my first real chance to enjoy an MMO, and I was hooked. The problem was, she also wanted to try it out and was equally hooked, if not more. At this moment, no longer being off early, as I stayed back attempting to call our shared apartment for hours, I regretted all of my life's decisions. We shared a car, and she had the car. She had her own day off of work. Her only job that day was to pick me up after work. In her mind, she didn't have any obligations to do anything else until then. She just needed to hope her attention broke away from the screen to remember this task and not be too late. She was too late. She was beyond late. I could have continued to work and gotten paid, but I thought I'd be home early enough to enjoy the same game she was currently absorbed with. My calls to the apartment continued to fail, and I was still waiting past my scheduled time off. With no other options, in a pre-average consumer cell phone world, I had no one else to contact. I had the one dreaded and potential life-threatening path, to walk the multi-mile journey home in the Arizona summer. That was my adventure. That was my journey, and that is what I did. I couldn't tell you how long it actually took. The walk took me through areas I'd never seen in my town. I did get to almost enjoy the scenery, but beyond the visuals was a UV index beyond human safety. My shirt wrapped around my head, now drenched in sweat, begged for any breeze. But this wasn't Tarangi Canyon. This wasn't Vanity L. This was real life. My battle was against an invisible enemy in the sun. This wasn't easy prey. This wasn't even incredibly tough. This enemy was impossible to gauge. My frustration and anger burned out of me by the time I got to the apartment door. When I unlocked the door and turned the handle, I don't even know if Nicole turned away from the TV. She asked, "Oh, how'd you get home?" I don't know what I even said. I just briefly complained, but immediately took a cold shower and decompressed. My journey was over. Once I was settled, I knew I wouldn't stay mad. I knew the reasons for her abandonment, and I would have done the same if it was my day off. The uncharted world of Vanity L called out to us, and all we could do was dive in. All right, that's it. So hopefully you like that. I mean, it was something I wrote up, and it was obviously based on a real world situation. I can remember doing that and being just really excited to still play the game, for just years after that. Like Nicole and I played that for well into the PS3 was released, and I mean it was on the Xbox 360, but we kept that around, played it on PC as well, but we continued to go into that world. I still love that. It was being my first MMO. Like, I was always chasing something like that. I tried a few others. I never really got into World of Warcraft as much. I did try like the Trial and stuff like that, but I wasn't quite into like the art style, or you know, something about it like just didn't hook me the same way that like Final Fantasy XI's world did. And then eventually there would be Final Fantasy XIV, which I did spend some good time with, but it also did not quite capture me as much as Final Fantasy XI. That story, like I said, is going to be in an upcoming book that I'll put together. And if y'all know anybody who's in like the game space, or you yourself even think you have a really cool story that you maybe want to share, consider connecting with me. Maybe you shoot me an email or send me a message, and maybe we can be part of the the collection, you know, when it's all said and done. So that being that, that is the episode for today. A little bit shorter than the other episodes, but just figured it would be a fun bonus to share a little excerpt for what I have cooking on this Game Over Life project. So next week, I will be back in the regular slotted time. It'll be continue to be in Wednesdays for single player to be released through Patreon, and then Fridays is continuing to be the standard release date for the regular Pixels and Polygons episode. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for considering to support. But if you're just following along, thank you so much for checking that out and checking in on what I'm doing. Appreciate the time. If you have any other thoughts or questions, reach out to me on social media at Darren Hupke on most places. And links to all the stuff I've been working on will be in the show notes below. Have a great night, y'all.